Luke chapter 2, we find recorded for us the familiar shepherd account of what we refer to as the Christmas story. And it begins in verse 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. We just sang that. One of the things that my paper that I read from, photocopied from a book about hymns, is that this particular song, as much as any of them and more than most of them, incorporate scripture. Now, the other song came to mind is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, as teaching Bible truth. Second Adam from above, especially. But here we find indeed that we sang the very thing I read. Now, what they realized when those shepherds went to the manger, to that cave-like structure wherein they kept animals and wherein they were able to find some protection in that day and a place to be, what they realized when they looked at that baby was minimal compared to what they learned as they watched his life unfold. That is, assuming that they observed him through his life and even to his Calvary death. They saw the child, God's greatest revelation of himself to man. The book of Hebrews in chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, we're told that this is how God revealed himself and manifested himself to mankind and through the person of our Savior. They saw a child born to show man what he is, that he is indeed a sinner in need of salvation. They saw laying there as a baby, not realizing as they looked, as a baby. They said, let us go and see this thing, this event that they heard of. I don't think when they said this thing, they meant the thing called a baby. I believe it means everything we were told. Let's go check it out. And so when they looked at that baby, as they wondered, how much of what Mary and Joseph were told by the angel did they share with such men as these shepherds? We don't know. We can only imagine. Yeah. Though I would not imagine they would have shared a lot, for they were strangers to each other. Each awestruck. I can imagine the shepherd said, well, we were out on the hillside. We were watching our sheep, and an angel came to us, and this is what the angel said, and that's why we're here now. Now, that might have prompted Joseph and Mary to say, well, we've had an angel message too. Whatever interaction took place, we don't know. And I like to think, well, when we get to heaven, we'll be able to ask them. And that's true. Yeah. However, when we get to heaven, we're going to be in the presence of God Almighty. Just like there's things in the Bible that I wonder what it means. Well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask Jesus. Well, first of all, I'm going to have to get in line with a billion other people who have questions to ask. And you know, at that point, it ain't going to matter. It isn't going to matter. And so, you know, what they saw as a baby what they saw of him as he grew and as he taught. They saw in as an infant the one who was to be the greatest teacher in the world. He was the one that we know who was to be the world's savior. We know that John 3:16 was fulfilled in Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave this baby, his only begotten son, to die so that we might have eternal life. They didn't know that when they were there looking and seeing that baby. All they knew is that this was something very unusual taking place. And so they saw the child who alone had the right to the absolute control of the world. We often say that he is sovereign, meaning that he is supreme, the chief ruler, meaning that he is the one who will control the world. This baby? We heard of child kings, but never an infant king. No, that isn't what they thought of when they saw him. But these are the things that came out of that baby that they went and they saw lying in a manger. He was born in a lowly stable, but you and I know that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and does indeed have absolute authority, and has given us the privilege of knowing him as our Savior and bowing in submission to him. Amen. Father, as we go to prayer to intercede on behalf of the needs of others, we pray for your blessing in Jesus' name.